Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
You know what? So, a secret about me, for as much as I talk about big business and soap dish, I low-key love Jerry Maguire. Yes. I haven't seen it in years, but I love it.
Yeah.
Stunned in
the silence. I mean, that was a good one. That was like a good straight guy movie. That was definitely a straight guy movie.
But there was Bonnie Hunt.
That's true.
I always remember.
But you know, Bonnie Hunt, I've always felt like, because everyone's like, you guys, Bonnie Hunt is the most brilliant comedian and blah, blah, blah. She's like the most underrated comic actor. And I've always really liked Bonnie Hunt. I'm not about to shit talk her. So calm down, everybody. But I just always felt like you don't catch on because you're not like, I need more camp. You know?
She's dry Midwestern.
Yeah, she's too, I need more camp. Like, if you're going to be like a gay icon, I need more from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got those bangs. Here's the thing with Bonnie Hunt. Back in 2006, I was getting signed. I was fledgling young, hope to be take over Hollywood by storm screenwriter. And I got signed by an agency, and I went to the agency to have my meeting, to meet with them. And I rode the elevator up with Bonnie Hunt, and she was very Midwestern folksy. And she started asking me questions like, oh, hi, how's it going? What's your name? You here? What are you here for? I was like, well, I'm about to meet with these agents, and I'm hoping that, you know, I sign with them. And I don't know why I suddenly started opening up to Bonnie Hunt. It's a very long elevator ride, apparently. And then we both were in the lobby, and I think her agent was like Ari Emanuel himself. And I could be wrong. I could be elevating the story, but he came out to get her, and she's like, oh, by the way, this is Ben Mandelker. He's a lovely young screenwriter, and he's going to be a huge success in Hollywood. So take good care of him. I mean, is Bonnie Hunt not an angel or what? Okay. She did this to me.
Okay. I like Bonnie Hunt more now. That's cute.
She didn't even know who I was, but she advocated for me with, in my mind, Ari Emanuel, but it could have been just someone else. But either way, she advocated for me with Barack Obama. Can you even believe it?
And that's when I was asked to come into the White House in the future. Well, you know, that's pretty cute. So I take it all back.
Well, you were not.
But that's like the best performance I've seen of Bonnie Hunt was in that elevator. no, that is actually really sweet. And you do love a good celebrity elevator story. And like, you'll see somebody on an elevator or an escalator. Like, I'm not going to discount the escalators, but you will see somebody at a Target and then you'll love them forever because you saw them on an escalator. And that's just how it's like. I saw them. They were on an elevator, and now I'm going to go to the mat for that person. This one was also very supportive.
Yeah. Well, I had a good elevator ride with Emmylou Harris once. That was a good one. I talked with her. But I also had one with Mark Wahlberg in the elevator at Target. And
I'm look at you, huge Mark Wahlberg fan. Have a poster in it.
We didn't have an interaction, so I can't go to bat for him for that.
That worked out well. He turned out to be a real great person, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, real, real wonderful. I think that's the end of my elevator.
Really healthy stories. For the gays. Really good to the gays. Okay, so West is talking Charlie to Rose. Ben. What?
I once rode an elevator with. It was Charlie Rose.
This is what happened.
Good times.
You say elevator, and then it's like your autobiography comes out. You should write an autobiography on people you've been in an elevator with.
Riding in elevators with boys.
The Benevator. Just people, stories about Ben being on the elevator with people. You do have a lot of them.
Well, yes.
Anyway. All right. So people who aren't elevating, these are two people who are like lying on chairs, and it's West and Ben. So West is like, can I say something? Like, if me and Sierra are together and like Sabrina's there, you know, could you like tell her to like calm down? Like maybe just like tell her not to date in the moment, because like we're like two steps away from that point, and I just want you to like chill, you know what I mean? Like, she's just such a lover, but like I don't want to give Sierra the wrong impression, you know? Like, I mean, we've liked each other, but you know, I know what happened. She can't handle like dating casually. I just don't want her to give, I want to give her the wrong impression, which is why I'm going to go stare into her eyes in a couple's fire in just a minute and make out with her. You fucking douchebag, Wes. You fucking, this is typical Wes. Like, he's going to sit down and he's going to tell America, I'm clearly not into Sierra. Look how not into Sierra I am, everybody. And then he's going to go with his actions, show how completely into Sierra she is, so he can mind fuck her and then make her look crazy to the rest of us. You're not that smart, Wes. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can tell because you've never gotten your hair cut right once. Okay. It's been 3 years.
When he's like, you know, it's like really hard. Like, it's pretty clear that our baseline is like really like being close and flirty. And like, we have really good sexual tension and everything. And like, all I want to do is like be like around her and everything. But like, I'm also not like trying to portray that I'm like a boyfriend. That's like not what I'm doing. But like, why not? Like, you have this great, you just listed every reason why, like, why wouldn't you be a boyfriend to this, like, this amazing person? Like Sierra is like drop dead gorgeous. I shouldn't even lead with the fact that she's drop dead gorgeous. How about we lead with the fact that she seems like a really interesting, cool, good person. She's building a house. She's saving this relic of her family to down in North Carolina to like rehabilitate it because like generational wealth is very important. And she's doing all these great things. She's like, she's thinking of beyond and above herself. I mean, I don't have to go down a resume of why Sierra is a catch and why he's not a catch. Like, why would you not want to portray yourself as a boyfriend? But the thing is, we also know this is bullshit because here he is saying, I'm not trying to portray that I'm a boyfriend. While at this moment, he is the one who has released a joint statement with Amanda saying, we're giving our relationship a real shot. And he's in a committed relationship with Amanda. So you are able to portray that you're a boyfriend, but you just don't want to do it with Sierra, which has all sorts of layers of problematic stuff attached to it.
Well, I mean, even if you don't want to be in a relationship, like, that's fine if you don't want to be in a relationship with Sierra. I don't care. Like, I mean, I think you're an idiot, but I don't care. But it's the fact that you're leading her on to think that you do. And don't say that you're not just because you have little scenes like this, because you totally do. And we all know the reason you're not doing it is because you have an ass pass sponsored by Bravo, which you have as long as you're on television. And you're going to use that ass pass to his fullest. And I don't think he's in a relationship with Amanda either. I think he's cheating all over the place with her, too. I mean, apparently we find out on the reunion that he's had a girlfriend this whole summer. West.
How about that?
So, like, this guy's just full of shit, and I don't want to hear it anymore from him. I'm so sick of this fucking guy.
He's not motivated by friendship or the potential of a relationship with Sierra. He's motivated by getting out of the doghouse with America. He's very conscious of his public image. That's what I sincerely believe. That being said, by the way, I do think it's probably fair that he was like, can you tell Sabrina to stop trying to be like, you guys should be together. You guys should be together. Because I imagine Sabrina's like that. Like, she's like, oh my God, you guys should totally date. You guys should totally date.
She is like that. We see her like that on TV. Like, are we going on a doubles date like, now? You guys made up? Oh my God.
Can you tell Sabrina to chill? I think that's actually, even from West, I think it's a fair request.
Yeah.
One of the few
it's not the request that's making me crazy. It's the fact that he's saying this, and then in about 10 minutes, he's going to end up at a fire after hours while Ben and Sabrina cuddle on one couch, and then he and Sierra cuddle staring at each other's eyes on the other couch and then make out. You know, it's like, well, what is it? Because it looks like it's about to be a foursome in 10 minutes. So he's like, please stop giving everybody the wrong impression. You're giving everybody the wrong impression.
Yeah, I really just, I hate this hedging that he's doing, because that's what it is. He's just hedging. He's like, okay, I'm out of the doghouse, but now that I'm here, I kind of like, the chase is over. So now it's like, whoa, I don't want to be tied down. And it's such bullshit. It's so immature. It's a waste of all of our time too. We spent all this time watching this, whether we're rooting or not. We dedicated time to have this guy now be like, oh, but I don't want to be portrayed as a boyfriend, like, because I just don't want to break her heart like that. I was like, oh, get over yourself.
Yeah, agreed. So fuck this guy. So now Amanda's like, Carl, I have one request tonight. I think we bring back what we used to do. We all jump in the pool. And Kyle's like, I thought we were going to talk. It's like, oh, can we talk? I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the pool. So now in the DJ room, Bailey's looking for Levi because that's her real love.
Bailey says the thing that America was saying a few weeks ago. Where'd Levi go? Where'd Levi just go? Where's Levi?
So she's looking for her, and then a girl's talking to Jesse, and she's like, oh my god, you don't have a jacket? But it's a ski party.
He's like, yeah, well, for you, anything. I'm really glad I could keep it warm. And he takes off his faux fur jacket. And then people are eating pizza, and there's like hugs. It's like, and Kyle's like, hey, Lindsay, how was your igloo chat?
I mean, it was good.
I knew I made that igloo for something.
Yeah, I mean, after watching you build it, I was like, that's where I knew I wanted to talk to Carl, in a small geodesic dome that he would be trapped in.
I just wanted to get your house some TV time. He's like, I love you, Lindsay. So then Sierra and Amanda come in, and they're just eating. You know, it's still a party scene. So it's like, woohoo, woo, woo. And so Kyle's asking, he's like, dude, can we just have a moment, Amanda? Can we just have a moment? And she just walks past him. And Lindsay's like, you want a dog to her? And he's like, well, I mean, not, I guess. Okay, but what if she doesn't want to talk? I mean, I think you should try to talk to her and see if she wants to talk to you. But if she doesn't, don't. Okay?
Okay, America, look at me. I'm going to cry. I just ruined the last weekend of the summer. It's not the greatest feeling in the world. And I'm kind of scared of what she's going to say. I mean, like, yeah, what are we going to do? Like, have, like, another conversation about how to recover from this? No, I just feel like I just gave her everything she needed to kind of, like, walk out the door, you know? As long as she doesn't take my speakers, I'll be happy.
Yeah, you did give her everything she needs to walk out the door. Now, help her walk out the door is what I say. Mm-hmm. So, people are doing shots on the luge. Yvonne's checking in with Carl, and he's like, oh, my night's been transformational. It was good. I learned a lot. You know, I needed to have some conversations that I haven't had in a long time. It was one little step in the right direction today. You know, one small step for man, but a huge step for Lindsay Kind. It was huge. So it was big. Big deal. Brick and mortar.
One soft step for man. One really soft step for mankind.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, Carl.
Thanks, Yvonne. So then Sierra's enjoying some chicken wings, and Amanda says, I'm going to do something crazy. And this actually, by the way, I found this to be a little alarming. Amanda puts the chicken wing, she dips it into the dip, into the ranch, and then she like puts the chicken wing in her mouth, and she like licks the ranch off of it like it's a lollipop, but doesn't eat the chicken wing. And I was like, first of all, that's a waste of a wing. You basically just put your mouth all over this wing without even eating it, which I don't approve of. But also, I'm like, this pings on my unauthorized, unlicensed radar of like, is this how we should be eating food? I didn't love this for her. I was like a little concerned, honestly.
Yeah, and they're like, that was weird, Amanda. She's like, well, I'm being silly because I don't want to acknowledge the reality of the situation with Kyle. I will not eat it. Oh, sorry, it's Lindsay. I will not eat a chicken wing until I've resolved things with Kyle. So Sabrina is talking silly. To yeah.
By the way, this is Amanda's wacky version of silly.
Licking chicken wings.
Wasting chicken wings that someone else could have eaten. Thanks.
So Sabrina checks in with Kyle. He's not doing well. He's like, I haven't seen my wife. And so they're like, oh my God, go talk to her. Go talk to her. So then Amanda is still talking to the girls, and she's like, but I'm upset about Kyle, but I'm really so grateful for the both of you, you guys. Cause you guys say what I think and you speak it out loud. And like, you know, you're never saying anything that like, I don't actually feel. Oh my God. Can we have one fucking night that's not about you crying? For fuck's sake. It's like the finale party. Leave them alone.
Sierra's like, you know what? I think I really like Wes. I'd like to have a relationship with him. Oh my God, you did it again. Thank you, Sierra. Just I think I'm gonna fuck Wes. Oh my God. It's like you just keep saying the things that's on my mind.
Yeah.
So Sierra's like, I just want you to be happy, Amanda. And she's like, I know, I don't know. Before, like I've said this before, but like I fear that I'm not enough for anyone else. And they're like, oh, stop it. That's not true.
Well, you know who else feels like that? That chicken wing. How you made it feel all used and now it can't be eaten by anybody else. Just sitting there. Like, am I even good enough? What am I doing here?
It's coating of saliva. Thanks a lot. So Amanda's like, guys, it's not your job to boost me up. Like, but we love you. We love doing this. She's like, I'm just so tired of you guys having to always console me. I'm like, yeah, look at how much you are you're absorbing all of their energy and you're going to turn around and do what you do, Amanda.
You're a spiritual vampire, you know? And she's like, I'm so sick. Like, I feel so bad. Like, you guys are always having to worry about me, which is why I'm bringing it up again right now.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they give her a pep talk. They're like, Amanda, you're a confident woman. Yeah, Amanda, we believe in you and you're going to be great and you need to stand up for yourself. She's like, yeah, I am going to. And Sierra's like, bitch, you're off your fucking rocker. I got to be honest with you. I'm getting tired of this shit. Like, if you want me, I'm going to stop handling you with kid gloves. And she's like, tell me how it is, girlfriend. She's like, well, if this was Mia, I would have gone to her house and we would have packed her shit and she would have been gone. And if you want to fucking go, tell me and I'll schedule every fucking thing around packing your shit up.
And Amanda's like, oh my god, this is what I need to hear. I don't need to be handled like a baby. She's like, but also at the same time, bitch, we're not gonna sit here and cry about it and not do anything about it.
Okay,
you are in charge of your life. You have to stop letting life happen to you.
Okay, great, I'm gonna fuck West. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Come back. Come back to the five of dime, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Dean. So Sierra's like, you need to let him know you're serious. And if you treat me this way, if you say fuck you to me, I'm leaving and I'm going and we can work on our relationships living independently. And that's it. And Mia's like, truly. So Amanda's like, yes, thank you so much, girlfriends that I'm never going to fuck over in my whole life. And then we go back to Ben and Sabrina and Kyle, babying Kyle, because both of them need to constantly be babied at every party we have. So they're like, poor Kyle. They're like, you're so sad. You need to go talk to her. He's like, oh, we're good, dude. Whatever.
So then Ben puts his pizza down on the chair, goes, fuck the pizza. It's like, this is the grave that I dug. And then we see Sierra saying, you are still so fucking young. If you want to divorce Kyle and move on to someone else, you can, Amanda. And because you need to start taking care of yourself before anyone else can. And then back to Kyle and Ben and Sabrina, and they're hugging him. And he's like, dude, I thought I was going to have a chance to talk to Amanda tonight, but I don't think she wants to talk to me now, if I can be honest.
Sabrina's like, go get her. That's your girl. It doesn't matter what she's doing. Do what I do with Sierra and just say, I love you. Don't be afraid. Let the fear out. Find your true person.
Go after her. Get her.
So Kyle goes towards Amanda, and Mia's like, Amanda, it's time to put your big girl pants on. And yeah, go do it. Go do it. Enough. It's enough. Time's up. You got to just go do something with your life here. And Sierra's like, honestly, I think living alone would be really great. Move out, move out, move out. So Kyle walks up and then they're like, oh, hey, Kyle.
Hi. And he's just standing there like, I just want to say hi.
Okay.
Okay, cool. She's like, okay, let's go jump in the pool.
So I guess this break is a break. Up,
Kyle, we already did Jerry Maguire.
Okay. So then they're like, okay, time to do the pool thing. Let's go jump in the pool. So they, Kyle comes up and tries to hug Amanda. He's like, can I hug you?
No.
No, we can talk tomorrow. He's like, what's the dealio?
Well, you apologize for something completely irrelevant.
What? I apologize for like spinning sick beats on the stereo system. I mean, if I can't apologize for that, what can I apologize for?
How could you apologize and then still say dealio? You know, I hate that. You are not, it's not 1993 and you're not on an after school sitcom.
But I thought dill was your favorite herb.
No, it's sorrel. Sorrel is my favorite.
I just use dill to pour ranch on top of and then suck it off of it. Oh, all right. So she just blows him off, and then she goes to have fun with everybody else. And he's like, I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry in confessionals. Oh, please. You're the man who sobbed in your home confessional during COVID season. I love that scene.
Wedding.
When they had to, tape themselves doing confessionals or whatever during COVID, and he's like, oh, lover boy is just so hard. And you started sobbing. And I was like, okay, close the laptop. close the laptop.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, he is definitely a crier. It is funny that he's suddenly having a moment of restraint. He's like, well, it's been 10 years. I feel like the severity of my actions have just compounded and thrown a wrench in things and could possibly lead to us not coming back as a couple. Ugh. So now everyone is like, okay, everyone, let's jump in. They jump in the pool joylessly. And Kyle's like, it's just a lot of memories. I don't know. I've just been weighing down on me because I don't want what we have here to just all of a sudden disappear. And the thought we might come back not as a couple, this house makes me realize that I could have actually had all these years not as a couple and had so much more fun. I waste so much time. Oh my God. I just can't stop crying. I think about it.
Now I'm going to show you. I'm so sad about not being good with Amanda that I'm going to go out now without her. Oh, Kyle. So everybody is going to bed. The party's over. Some people are going out. Some people are not going out. Sabrina and Ben are making out in bed. Yvonne's in bed with Lindsay chatting, talking about making fun of the fact that they're sleeping where Carl and Lindsay had their last sleep together. Mm-hmm. And then Carl's talking to Matt, who's Katie's husband, in his room. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize the flow you guys had. You got some really nice color there, bro. And he's like, yeah, I'm a surfer, man. He's like, yeah, you are. Looks good. Well, is that a tan line? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm feeling things I never felt before.
The Bailey and Levi go to bed. And then Carl and Amanda run through there's like fake ice wall. They bust through it like Kool-Aid Man style. And now the crew that's going to go out, it's going to go out and they go out and they party and they bowl. They go bowling and then it's 2 a.m. and they're back. And not only are they back, but now it's almost 5 a.m. and now even more people are back. Kyle and Jesse are back. And well, actually, they're just not in their beds, but they come back at like 5:30 a.m. The point is there's a crew spending a very large amount of time out and about this evening on the last night in the house.
So then in the backyard, it is the couples. It's Sabrina and Ben on one couch and West and Sierra on the other couch. Dun, dun, dun. Meanwhile, Kyle comes in and sees food and Amanda comes in saying, oh, he goes, hi. She's like, hi, I just found some chips. Wow. Just walks past him. He's like, hello. Doesn't say anything. Right. Well, hello. Maybe she missed the part about I just found chips. Well, that was pretty good. What's the dealio?
Maybe just don't care about chips anymore. This is where we're at. No more chips.
This is our way to think that we're like 10 years in and Amanda still doesn't care about chips.
It was from Pringles. It was a fully formed chip because it came in a can. Like, why are we not doing Loverboy chips? This is my life. Amanda, console me.
No, Kyle.
I was nervous to come in because I thought I'd wake you up, just so you know.
Like, okay.
Just what she wanted from you, coming home at 5 a.m. Now let's see what else is going on here. So now the couples are outside and that's when the kiss happens, right? Just the kiss. Dun, dun, dun.
The kiss happened before. Yeah. The kiss happened before when they were all, they're all outside before. And basically Sierra was like cuddling up against Wes. And then she basically starts to kiss Wes and they have a few smooches and it's like, uh-oh, here we go. But now afterwards, Wes and Sierra are still like hugging each other. Cause they're like they're in the bedroom. They're all kind of like, settling in for the night. They've come back inside and Wes, Jesse and Sierra are all in their room together and the lights are off. And Sierra's like, are you inching me closer to your bed? He's like, what? I would never do that. She's like, really? Okay, whatever. And they make out a second time now in the bedroom. And Jesse's like,
what is going on, guys? What is going on?
So then, Jesse's, of course, loving this because he loves the messiness of it all. So now Sierra goes back to her room. And Jesse's like, what's happening? He's like, no one knows, but like the last thing I want to do is show her that I'm interested in her. you know, I wouldn't want her to get that sort of idea. God, that was so fun kissing her. So
Jesse's like, what alternate universe are we living in?
Like, literally no one knows, brother. No one knows.
Yeah, he's like, well, imagine being Kyle and coming back to your wife at 6 a.m. Wes is like, yeah, she would like wants you dead. So now it's Monday, September 1st at 9:03 a.m.
Yeah.
It's a mess. The house is a mess as usual. And everybody's getting ready to leave. And I don't know. Everybody's getting ready. It's summer house, you know? It's like watching people wake up for half an hour. And yeah. Bailey's telling Levi, she's like, I woke up at 1 a.m. and we were cuddling. Did you wake up at all? Because you literally had your head, like your head was like right here on my shoulder and my head was on your shoulder. So, wow.
Got to footage from the night before of Bailey just cuddling a vase in her bed.
Like, that was you.
Like, it's a vase. Levi's not there. She's not there.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Kyle,
he like reaches over to kiss her and she's like, nope.
He's like, it's like, Jesus, I feel like I tried to talk to you multiple times yesterday and you were just like not having it. It's like, yeah, because you woke up and didn't acknowledge anything in the morning. Like, what about your day? And he's like, well, I just thought we'd have a chance to talk about the bigger picture. So Amanda's like, no, not until the very, very end when we can have our own scene. So now Lindsay's cleaning with Yvonne and KJ and Dara are hanging out and talking about his mustache. And now Jesse's in Wes' room. This is where Jesse jumps on Wes in the bed. And he's like on top of him. And Wes is like, what's been your like favorite summer in order? It's like, probably this one. Yeah, me too. Number one. Yeah.
So then Mia and Sierra are talking in bed. And Mia's like, what time did you come to bed? And she says, 6. She goes, 6? Who are you with? She's like, West, we might have kissed. She's like, oh, God damn it.
Hey, West, I was shockyadoed when you guys were canoodling in the corner. I was so shockyadoed when you guys were canoodalacious in the corner rodeo. Am I right, guys?
I can't help it, by the way. Latte.
I have to admit, I do enjoy Jesse's slang. He does a lot of slang, and like I want to hate on it, but as a ardent fan of the TV show Happy Endings, I reluctantly must admit, I do love this slang. Shockyadoed. I was shockyadoed.
So Wes is like, well, you're just like trying to get your bearings straight. And there's like people making out all over the place. So he's like, oh, did you and Sierra even have a conversation? What do you mean? No. What the freaking crappy auto?
So
what the crappuccino is that?
Wow. That's what sort of. I really ran out of coffee drinks, huh? After macchiato and cappuccino, it really just goes down to flat white. And there's nothing left after that. Well, what a crap espresso. Not as fun.
You didn't even have one conversation? That is cold brewiato, bro.
So in me and Sierra's room, Sierra's like, obviously there has to be some type of conversation because like it's fun, but we're like not trying to end up in the same fucking boat and predicament, you know, as the last time. And then it cuts over to Bailey telling Levi that she looked really good last night. Again, she's just talking to a plant at this point. And then Lindsay, Yvonne, and Yvonne are finished cleaning the kitchen. And Yvonne's like, wow, we did really good in this kitchen. He's like, yes, but it's still fucking disgusting. I'm getting out of here. Hey. Back up to here with us. So you're going to hit her up and hang out in the Folioso? What are you thinking? Is it Autumnarita time for you too?
He's like, I don't know. I'm just a boy. I really don't know what to do. He's like, well, you can only do it if you're like 110% in, bro. Okay. It's like, you are so correct. Yeah, you are like so correct.
But like, here's what's like frustrating about this is that West is claiming that like, yeah, he likes Sierra, but he doesn't want her to think that like we're gonna get back together because he doesn't want to be in a position where, like, if he's with her, that he will get some sort of cold feet, or he doesn't want to break her heart. He doesn't want to put her in a position where he may break her heart a second time. But then the thing that's causing him to potentially break her heart is him being concerned about breaking her heart. So it, like, it's just like, it's so maddening how stupid this all is.
Yeah, it's stupid because her thing is, I don't want him to just do this for TV and then we go back to the fall and he pretends I don't exist, which is what he's planning to do. And his thing is like, oh, well, we're going to, if anything happens, she's going to think we're boyfriend and girlfriend and I just want to casually date, and she can't take that, which means he still wants to fuck everybody he can and still have her for the publicity, you know? So,
yeah.
So then Mia is talking to Sierra. She's like, yeah, I remember what it was like when you and West broke up. I mean, I was coming over and you were crying and just being a shell of yourself. And she's like, well, goddamn. She goes, well, yeah, but it's true. And Sierra says, well, rarely have I made the same mistake twice. So I hear
only you. Twice, only twice. It's usually four times.
Yeah.
So Mia's like, I knew I was going to get along with him, and I hate that for me. I absolutely hate that for me. I tried so hard. I'm like, ugh. But, like, I get why Sierra likes West. He's a really good guy. He's cool. He's funny. He's charming. I just hate what he did to my friend. So, Mrs. Doubtfire, better behave with karma, okay? Like, oh, Mia, you're going to regret that entire little monologue.
Yeah, so Sierra opens the window and sees West down there. It's like, oh my God, he's still fucking got his ski hat on. Hello. He's like, good morning. See you at breakfast. Yeah. So then Amanda is struggling to open the front door because it's the front door, but also it's Amanda. So it's like, who's at fault here? And then in the kitchen, she comes in with her bags and everybody's just getting ready to go. West is in another great outfit, fur vest with no shirt underneath and ski goggles on his head. It's very West. He's like, guys, I'm like a wacky boy.
Yeah, he is a wacky boy, you know? Amanda struggles to open the front door. The front door's back. Something bad is about to happen. It is swelling.
So they all gather for breakfast and Lindsay gives the speech. She's like, does anybody want to give a speech? Because it's like the end. And everyone's like, not really. So she does. And she's like, okay, I'll talk. Fuck it. No, I have nothing prepared. So she pulls out a stack of stickies. I had a great summer with everyone here. That's one. Jesse, you can have that one. I've loved meeting all the new people. That's for you. I loved hanging out with all of my old friends. That's for you. Carl is still a raging idiot who should never have divorced me. Okay, that one is for you. And we've had a couple of relationships for him. We've got KJ and Tara, Ben and Sabrina, Wes and Sierra. Oh my God, did I just say that?
And so everyone's like clapping at her speech and everything. And she also says,
girl, I had a talk last night.
Yeah. And by the way, if you could, I was thinking we could just do one big group hug.
He's like, the hugs. He loves the hugs.
Oh my God. Nothing could be harder than a big group hug. Wow. My dreams have come true. 10 different people hugging me at once. Oh yeah. Hub house hug. Oh yeah.
Yeah, when she announces West and Sierra as a couple, Amanda's just like, cuts to Amanda's face. So everybody says, 1, 2, 3, family. And that's cute. I remember when we did that at Applebee's. No one still speaks to each other from then. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's always believe that waiting tables when you're like, we're family. No, we're not. We're waiters.
Well, Ronnie, you were the bad apple, remember?
That's true. I was a bad apple.
They're probably all still hanging out.
Because I refuse to dust license plates on walls. And I stand by that all these years later.
Yep. Well, you know what? It's important to have boundaries. So everyone's packing up and Bailey is talking to Carl. She's like, hey, text me and let's do something cool in the city.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean it. I definitely want to text you. I'm definitely attracted to you.
Yeah, because I'm really dead serious.
Yeah, I would love to. You know, before we hang out, have you considered putting maybe just your leg into a tanning bed? Just need a tan line. That's all I need from you right now.
But when you do that, be sure to tie ribbons around parts of your legs. You have lots of tan lines.
It's like, well, I may have been unlucky in love this summer, the traditional sense, in that I'm not in a relationship.
Is that what this show is? Like, I don't like that this show is like you're supposed to come in and find a relationship. I don't like that. Just go have fun and fuck off in the summer. She's like, but I made so many friends. I have sweet Carl, who's just restored my faith in men, and it means the entire world to me. I mean, just being around someone who's just good is invaluable in my healing process. Thank you. That was my ending monologue. Thank you, everybody. Okay. Thank you for coming. It girl.
All right, Levi, let's get out of here. It's like you are pulling the microwave out of the kitchen.
So Kyle, is there, Kyle, everyone's still packing, and Amanda's like, Amanda's like, Kyle's always so slow because everyone's done, but Kyle still needs to pack up all the DJ equipment and everything. And Lindsay's like,
and you guys talk yet?
Amanda's like, no, not fully.
I mean, you guys should talk because this is the last scene of the entire season, and then we have to go into a spinoff, so probably should do it right now. So
I tried to make Carl cry and have a fit, but he didn't do it, so somebody has to pick up the slack. Thanks.
And so then West is like, bye.
Are you crying, you little pussy boy? I was in ROTC.
He's like, I'm about to because I'm a little boy. And so then West hugs Amanda and he gives her a long hug. And then Sierra walks up and Lindsay's like,
oh my God, you're like crying. Oh, Sierra. Oh my God, you're crying too? You guys all need to go to military camp. What's going on here?
So Sierra takes Amanda and she's like, I love you. I love you a lot. And it's like, yeah, I'll see you later. It was nice working with you. And she shakes her hand. Oof. Woof.
That was actually a sad moment for me because it was really like, yeah, it was nice working with you. And now this is it. And they're like saying, I love you so much. And Sierra saying, I'm so proud of you and you're special and beautiful and you're important and your voice matters. And Amanda's like, I have very good friends. You remind me of that every day. And we're like, no. So now Lindsay goes to Kyle's room and she's like,
are you crying also? God, what's going on in this house? Every single person is crying. How many people do I have to drag into the igloo? God damn it.
So out front, West and Sierra have another long hug. They just hug and hug. And Sierra's like, I love you. And he says, love you too. I mean, oh, we're not in the same car. That's crazy, right? God, you guys exchanged I love yous. No. So then West hugs Mia and she's like, take care of my girl. She's like, I know. She goes, I'll kill you if you don't. I know. No, I really will. I know. I'll fuck her over in a week. Suck up.
Yep. So everyone gets in the car to leave and Amanda's like, you want to talk? Now, normally what happens is that on Summer House at the end of the season, they shut off all the cameras like it's the end of a season of 24. But this time they shut off all the cameras except for one. And it's on Amanda and Kyle. So they go out to the front steps. And Amanda's like, how are you doing? And he's like, I mean, I literally feel sick to my stomach. Like on the beach, Sarah and I had a chat. And she more or less implied that you guys had talked about us needing time apart. And like in the back of my mind, I'm just like, it's been lurking all weekend. And it like got the best of me the other night. I'm like, well, if it's any consolation, you guys taking time apart is also the same as you guys being in your current relationship. Because you guys don't spend time with each
other. That's true. And it's hard for me to feel for Kyle when he's like, yeah, it's just been killing me all weekend. I really wanted to work on things, which is why I went out last night till 6 in the morning. Like,
yeah, seriously. And said, fuck you to you.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, I know. She brought it up to me too. And I had no intentions. Like, I heard what she was saying. And I was like, yeah, maybe one day, but we're in a good place right now. And like, things are moving in the right direction. But then I see you snap on Saturday night. And like, the way that you looked at me and just said, fuck you. And then almost fought Carl. Like, that's the shit that scares me, Kyle. And I just feel like it pushes us back to square one where it's like, what is forever going to look like for us?
Well, I just feel like I've let everyone down, like you, me, the people at the club in the Hamptons. God, I wish I could have played my remix of Mr. Mister for them. I had like such high hopes for this summer and like, I don't know, it didn't work out.
Yeah, and I feel like, I feel like leaving this weekend, I want to like close this chapter and start another chapter. He's like, well, I don't know what to do. Me too. That's why something has to be different. Like, we need time apart right now. And I'm going to stay a couple of nights in a hotel because something is fundamentally wrong in our relationship. And two nights in a hotel is going to fix it.
Okay. Well, fine.
We need to figure it out. Like, what's going on with us?
Well, I haven't been able to find the words. Wait, hold on. I got the words. Fuck you. Oh, damn. I don't know why I keep on doing that. But I just feel like everything I put my heart and soul into is just like, I don't know, like our relationship, everything just feels like it's crumbling. It's just like, it's the worst feeling.
I know. And like, all I want to do is be here for you and support you and protect you and help you. And I'm going to do that by having sex with Wes. And right now our relationship is like not, is like what, and it just needs to be nurtured and protected and helped. And I can't be like looking out for you anymore. I need space. Okay. And I'll see you in therapy on Wednesday on a different TV show.
And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to throw up. You were also out drinking till 6 a.m. So it's like,
yeah.
Which part? And he's like, I just never thought in my right mind you would have thought I'd be driving out of here by myself. It's like, yeah, Kyle, that's what it comes down to. You have to drive your own $100,000 car home. He's like, ugh.
Do you have that cool brush I bought off of Amazon before? Just want it now before I drive off by myself. Need to sweep off. I need dust.
No, Kyle.
And then we go into the city.
Yeah, the city. So I was like, thank God, at least I don't have to hear about this relationship for a year. But boom, here's another hour of it coming right up. So we will continue with the city in our next recap because it's a whole episode. Okay, so we're going to go over there and do that. But thank you guys so much for being here for our 10th season of Summer House. Wow, this is crazy. Wow. We did it. Are you going to cry?
Yeah, I am going to cry. I loved it. I love this show.
You did cry.
We've been on a journey with these people.
We've been on an elevator with this show for 10 years, you guys. 10 years. That's crazy to think about. We were all just so young and fresh back then.
Back then when the Workers twins were the stars, Everett was in our lives. Christina kicked in. So many people. So fit model, Jacqueline.
Yeah. So much has changed. I remember I was living in a little apartment in West Hollywood and the kitchen was all broken down and the tiles were coming up off the floor and I had this rolling chair and I was a chain smoker. I mean, I'm still vaping, so it's not like, you know, I haven't really come that far, but I would like chain smoke out the door. I would like open, I would be talking to you and then opening the door and like chain smoking out the back door. And my neighbors would be like, what the hell is he doing in there? Making all those weird voices, just blowing smoke out the door. Everyone thought I was such a weirdo. Well, Summer House. God, I love you, Summer House.
Yeah. I remember when the show premiered, I was like, there's so many people on this cast. I can't keep track of them all. And they all have so many things happening and so much stuff is going on. And they all live in the same house and there's so much intrigue. And I was just like, wow. I was like, I think this show is amazing. There's so much. And look at the rich tapestry that has come out of it after all these years.
Yeah, guys. Wow. We did it. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We will talk to you the next time on The City. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Robb.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.